Okay. I suppose you'd have the kind that doesn't have anything in it except cornmeal, salt, and water. Do you call that anything different?
Cornbread.
It's still cornbread.
Yeah.
Do you ever remember any kind of cornbread that people talked about making before the fire on a board or something like that? If there's something else that you sometimes have that you boil in cheesecloth with either beans or greens or sometimes with chicken and it's made out of cornmeal, what do you call that? Alright, there's two kinds of bread, the homemade bread and the kind that you buy at a store. What's the kind that you buy at the store for?
Cornmeal.
Right, you know how like last night it was in the most homemade bread. Alright, now if you had gone to the store and bought that, what would you have called it?
They want bread.
Okay. What's that fried and beet flat fat? Jesus. It has a hole in the center of it. A lot of times, children love to have it for breakfast.
Donuts.
Mm-hmm. That's one way to get it, isn't it? sometimes you might make up a batter of something. You might fry three or four of these at one time and eat them with syrup and butter. What do you call them?
Pancakes.
Would they always be made out of wheat flour? You call them anything else but pancakes?
No.
What would you use to make the bread that is not baking powder or soda and it comes in a small little packet and it's dry? I think it's used to make bread rise.
It comes in? It
comes in a small packet and it's dry. And you use it rather than using baking powder or soda when you bake bread.
Self-rising.
Yeah, like say you didn't have self-rising flour. And you had to put something else in there to make it rise. But you didn't use baking soda and you didn't use baking powder. Okay, what's the, when you picked those eggs this morning, what was the inside part of the egg called?
The yolk.
And what's if you cook the eggs in real hot water, what do you call it?
Ball of broken.
What kind is it when you crack it and let them fall out of shells into the hot water? Okay. What's the outside of the bacon called, do you know?
Skin.
Okay. When you cut the side of a hog, what do you call it?
Side of the hog.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I'm a butcher.
you just cook it, isn't it? You just bite and take it. You don't care how it gets there, as long as you can cook it. All right, Jim, what's the kind of meat that you buy twice thin to eat with eggs that you fix this morning?
Bacon.
Okay. Okay. What's the kind of meat that comes in little lengths?
Sausage.
Okay. If meat's been kept too long and it has a real peculiar odor, what might you say happened to the meat?
Fall.
Okay.